Here at the NAFB Trade Talk, I'm visiting with Syngenta Seeds and talking with Wayne Fithian. And Wayne, let's start right out with what's new in the world of agribusiness from Syngenta.
Well, the whole field of agriculture, because of applications of biotechnology, is really, really opening up. And the pace of new products and new opportunities is getting much more rapid, especially compared to 10, 15 years ago. We're just going to start to see traits come. For example, within the seeds business, we're planning to launch our AgriSure Viptera. It's in the last stages of regulatory approval. We're hoping to have those stages completed in time to plant in 2010. We'll be following that with water optimization, which is an improved drought tolerance, combined with dual mode of action broad lep, which would be two modes of action, corn borer plus Viptera. And then we'll follow that with a dual, and then we'll follow that with a GM drought. So you get the idea that we're just going to be adding a product in the seed side every year on this whole biotechnology enhancements of corn. And we're going to start to see some of those things make their way more so into soybeans also.
With the idea that farmers can look at what their particular geography conditions are, and you're now developing products that can even, you know, work better for a very localized area.
Exactly. And one of the things, Chuck, that's really enabled us to do that is the fact that, you know, 5 years ago, Syngenta Seeds put together the germplasm of GARS, Golden Harvest, and NK. And by doing that, we really increase the amount of genetic material that we can mine to develop great products, high-yielding, agronomically stable, because agronomically stable, in a lot of ways, is as important as high-yielding. So our farmers, they want high-yielding, but they don't want something that's going to crash on them if everything isn't right, right? And so, you know, we're working on ways we can further leverage not just biotech traits, but the germplasm pool, and then also ways that we can bring together the strength of Syngenta, which is really in the whole area of crop protection and genetics and biotechnology. So I think a good example of that is our brand new aphid management system, where we're combining a great seed treatment in Cruiser on soybeans, which has good early season aphid activity, with an aphid resistance gene that we'll launch this year. And this aphid resistance gene is a very effective tool for reducing aphid populations. And then under really, really severe infestations level, if a farmer still has a population of aphids out there that they think would be damaging, then we can come in with our Warrior insecticide and clean that up. So it's a marriage of all of the tools in the toolbox, you might say, the full arsenal of the strength of Syngenta to bring a solution to our customers.
Well, it sounds like a lot of things are kind of coming together for Syngenta, for the company, like you said, to provide a really multi-purpose solutions to growers today.
Yeah, and I think another area that we're really starting to focus on is this whole area of crop enhancement. So how can we take what we know about genetics and what we know about crop protection chemistry and further leverage that to take advantage of the synergy of the product lines?
Well, great. Well, I am happy to have the chance to talk with you here, Wayne, at this NAFB Trade Talk, and tell us what's new with Syngenta Seeds. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.